It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and every week at Thursdays at 9 a.m. we talk about news events and we talk to people all related to Lincoln County government. Thank you very much to Yaquina Bay Communications for giving us this opportunity to come to you. And we have a great program for you today. Our treasurer and tax collector, Linda Pilsen, is with us on the program.
Good morning, Casey.
Good morning. Thanks for coming on the program. This is going to be a good show. And, of course, those property tax statements are flying through the mail system right now, probably.
They're going in the mail today.
So it's perfect timing. Perfect timing to have you on the program. And before we get started with Linda, let's take a look at Lincoln County's homepage, what's new in the latest news. And the new Costa Valley Express bus schedule, that information is now online. If you are interested in how this increased connectivity between the Valley bus systems and our coastal communities are working and providing you access, please take a look at that. There's a schedule there for you. Of course, today we've got big, bold letters there, the fact that those tax statements are being mailed out today. And, of course, there's a link there to the Treasurer and Tax Office. A lot of resources there. We'll be discussing more about that today. Information, in case you're unsure about it and want to follow up with the program today, you can go online and really find out basically everything we'll be discussing today. Also, a little note that this is Winter Weather Week. It's the National Winter Weather Awareness Week, and this is put out by the National Weather Service. So they're having a series of informal events this week, and each day they talk about different information that you should be aware of as we head into winter. Flash floods and floods are the discussion topic of today. There's some information about that. Put in Winter Weather Awareness Week in Google, and you can find out more information about that and get your go kits ready. So, but without further ado, let's get straight in our program. Let's talk to Linda. And Linda, so what do you think? We don't get you on the radio too often, but it's nice to have you here.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm glad to be here to give out the information concerning the tax statements and where to pay and how to pay. And
you know, sometimes it seems like you and Rob Thomas roll together around the radio circuit when you do go out. So
we do sometimes.
And there's
definitely a difference between the assessor's office and the tax collection portion.
Yeah, you know, Linda, I would imagine that I'm just imagining then that things are looking different at your office today. But really, I mean, if someone was to look in, would it seem like business as usual, or was there a notable change in activity going on today?
Not today, but in the previous week, they were stuffing multiple statements, and so the office would have had a lot of envelopes and mail trays, and the staff was very busy.
So that had already been sent to, did it go straight to Portland, or does it go somewhere in the Capitol? Where is that, the first stop of those statements?
We'd upload our tax statements, and they are received by the state of Oregon. Mm. They actually do the majority of the tax statements. They do the printing and the mailing of the tax statements. The only in-house printing that we do are for property owners that own 15 or more properties.
Mm.
Because the state, when they mail individual statements. And so for cost effectiveness, we do the multiples in-house so we can put them all in one envelope.
Do we have a whole lot of folks with 15 or more properties? Quite a few?
We do have I'd say about 6,000.
Wow.
6,000 properties, not owners, but that's how many multiple tax statements we print.
Right. So those are a little bit more hand-intensive, it sounds like.
It is. And then we have a very educated staff who has been taking multiple phone calls and mail out, and they are going out today, so you should have, some of you will have them in the mail by tomorrow.
Yeah, Jane contacted me and said, you know, we're really getting the phone calls in, we've got to get something online. And, you know, it's just kind of ironic that it's not uncommon, you've said, you know, occasionally to have somebody from Lincoln County, Nebraska, send Lincoln County a payment.
That is not unusual, excuse me, at all. But we handle that so that the money is either returned or directed to the right place it should go.
Well, maybe we can talk about some of those frequently asked questions. I am now a property owner, and so I'm looking at our statement with new eyes, and we do have a sample statement that's online. What are some of the first things that people learn when they become a property owner? What are some of those typical questions that maybe come from the newbie?
They will ask what their property account number is, and that is, we always direct them to the upper right-hand corner mm-hmm. of their statement. They have, on the statement, they have their legal description, which will not only give the meets and bounds of the property, but it will also give the map number and the code area. The tax statement on the right-hand side will list all the individual districts that they will be paying into that is within their area, that they have voted on, that yeah. they wish to have, and so it gives you the district you're paying into and the dollar amount that you're paying into each one of those. And then, of course, that totals up to your total tax levy, mm-hmm. and it will subtract out your 3% discount if you choose to pay in that manner, and then give you the net amount, too.
Yeah, I often thought that, you know, by not being a property owner, some of this might just go over your head, realizing, the structure that we have in place for these revenues to come in. And, of course, we've got those ballot measures that are coming on this election, And folks will really see that on their statement.
They will. And this year in particular, Beverly Beach Water voted in a bond, so mm-hmm. they will see that on their tax statement. It's new for the first time this year. And also, I just want to say that for any of those districts, the assessor's office does have a list of the districts with their phone numbers that you could get from them.
And if you're in a smaller community, for example, where you have maybe a special road district, that information is there as well.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, we're talking to Linda Pilsen. She's our tax collector, our treasurer. And we'll be back in just a moment to learn more about those property tax statements that are being sent out, how you can pay, and more about the process in general. So stay with us.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
And it's a touchdown!
The Civil War, college football at its very best. And now you can win free tickets to this year's game courtesy of the Oregon College Savings Plan. But that's not all. You could also win a $5,000 Oregon College Savings Plan account to help pay for college. All you need to do is go to OregonCollegeSavings.com and click on the Beaver logo and enter to win. You could win free tickets to a Beaver home game plus two tickets to the Civil War. But the best part is 10 winning names will be drawn over five separate drawings, so the sooner you enter, the more chances you have to win, including a $5,000 Oregon College Savings Plan account. Come on, Beaver Nation, you can't win if you don't enter, so go to OregonCollegeSavings.com today. That's OregonCollegeSavings.com.
Sponsored by the Oregon College Savings Plan. Visit OregonCollegeSavings.com for official rules and prize information. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Entries must be received by November 8th, 2012. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, which are managed by the State of Oregon.
Kathy Clary, Toujours Boutique.
It's pretty darn obvious by now that summer isn't coming back till next year. So put away those summer clothes and come see us for fall and winter fashions at Toujours. Here at Toujours, it's warm inside and all aglow with deep, rich colors of fall. You will love the soft fabrics of our warm, snuggly sweaters. And our jackets and pants will keep you looking your best, regardless of what Mama Nature throws at you. Come see us today at Toujours.
Toujours Boutique, 704 Northwest Beach Drive, in the heart of Newport's Nye Beach.
Creatures of the night are creeping back to the Oregon Coast Aquarium. This year you'll be mortified by twisted, scary fairy tales. Hansel and Gretel, Little Red Riding Hood, a zombie Snow White, and goblins with an enchanted forest. A flaming evil pumpkin, fire dancers, and haunted caves await you if you dare. Suggested for ages 8 and over. Admission is $2 and 2 cans of food. For details, visit aquarium.org. Creatures of the night, October 27th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Oregon Coast Aquarium in Newport.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. On the program, Linda Pilsen, she's our treasurer and tax collector. And I think as far as openness, you just made a good point, Linda, which is, you know, there are no questions that can't be asked of your office. If you look at your statement and there is something that just doesn't make sense to you, you guys are really consumer friendly.
We are. We have a very educated staff. They love to assist the public. And so if you do have a tax statement question, please do not hesitate to call or come in and have it explained to you. And if we cannot explain it, then we will direct you to the office that would be able to do that.
One of the documents that we were looking at here, and actually Linda and I aren't totally sure that is online, and we're going to have it, we're going to put it online if it isn't. But Linda, what we're looking at here are those taxing district offices. And if you see that on your tax statement, I mean, there is contact information. And furthermore, you know, really, at least at the time of when you're buying property, at the time of titling, I mean, you at some point you're going to find out, you know, if you have additional taxation beyond maybe just the general stuff.
That's correct.
Yeah. And they can work with you at that, at the tax treasurer office at Lincoln County. Now, let's talk about payments, because there's a variety of ways of getting it done once you get that in the mail. And for about the last 4 years or so, even 2007, 2000, they've been able to pay online.
That is an option. They can pay by a credit card, e-check, or debit card online, and you would the taxpayer would go to the county website into mm-hmm. into the treasurer's tax department, and then click on pay taxes here. And from that point, you would leave the Lincoln County website and be transferred into the U.S. Bank website, which you would proceed at that point to make your payment.
Yeah. And so just folks know, there's going to be a little co-branding there. So you'll see some elements that look like the county side, and that is really the way it should look.
And I also want to say there is a fee attached to that those payments. Mm-hmm. For a credit card, it's 2.49% and $3 for an e-check, and then there's another charge for a debit. So you want to make sure you read all the information mm-hmm. that is on the county website before you go into the U.S. Bank to choose. At any point, once you do go over to the U.S. Bank, you can, you know, cancel your payment if you choose not to do it. But just
right.
make sure you read that information.
Right. So you can look around, and just like maybe any other shopping cart, you can decide to stop if that's not going to work for
that's
you.
That's correct, yeah.
Linda, what are the most popular forms of paying still? Has online surpassed you know, the standard check in the mail, or what do you see mostly?
Online payments have increased tremendously. Mm-hmm. It's a convenience, because in this county we have a number of snowbirds that like to get their taxes paid, so it doesn't matter where they are, they can go online and make their payment. But we still receive a tremendous amount is sent to our lockbox in Portland, mm-hmm. and during November they accept our payments into this lockbox, U.S. Bank. They process the statements and the payments, and then that money is deposited into our local bank in Newport. And so that is a very popular payment, and then we do still receive a number of people in the office.
Yeah, yeah. I guess really it's not uncommon to see folks at a certain time of the year, this time of the year, to, you know, or close actually to the due date. And let's make that clear. You know, they're going out today, but really they're due in November.
November 15th.
And we've kind of explicitly got those details online for you. Of course, they're not mailed out any later than October the 25th. But, you know, if you sense that you haven't got your statements, what's the process?
If you have not received your tax statement by the end of October, definitely give the office a call, and that number is 541-265-4139, and we will make sure that you either get a duplicate copy, or we can always give you a verbal amount over the phone.
41392654139. Yes, you have it right. We're talking to Linda Pilsen. She's our treasurer and tax collector here in Lincoln County. You're listening to Lincoln County Connections, and stay with us, and we'll be back in just a moment to learn more from Linda.
Fill the gaps and leaks with sealant from Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City, on sale at $299. Chase away the chill in the basement workshop with a portable heater. Ceramic heaters, just $19.99. Cabin propanes on sale at $89.99. All of Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City. Let's be prepared for winter. Go to Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City today and warm up to winter with a portable heater that you know you'll be needing. Mills Ace Hardware has heaters on sale today.
This is Kira Morgan in the newsroom with a traffic update. State police and emergency personnel are responding to Highway 20 at milepost 24, about 1 mile east of Eddyville, on a report of a fatal head-on crash. Emergency crews are currently on scene, and the highway is blocked. Again, you should avoid the area of Highway 20 at milepost 24 due to a fatal head-on crash emergency crews are responding to. We'll have updates as soon as they're available.
As your heating system ages, it can lose efficiency, or it can stop working altogether. If you're putting up with the effects of an aging heating system, get the most out of it by calling Snidecker Heating and Air for servicing. Snidecker's techs are highly qualified to work on any major brand of heating system, and they're licensed, bonded, and insured to give you peace of mind. For heating system service in a hurry, call Snidecker Heating in Newport, 265-3030, also a Rheem Equipment dealer, CCB 196-410.
Right now at the Home Depot, whole house installation on all special order carpet is only $37. Come discover the newest selection of carpet across every price point, giving you something soft, stylish, and even more affordable to install. You can make a room full of difference when you get whole house carpet installation for just $37. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Okay, buddy. Basement survival checklist.
I'm ready, Dad. Shoot.
Water.
Check.
Food.
Check.
Hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer? Why are we hiding in the basement again?
Don't hide from the flu. Protect yourself with a flu shot at Rite Aid today for just $29.99. They're covered by most insurance plans and walk-ins are welcome. Age restrictions apply in some states. See your Rite Aid pharmacist for details.
Why are you locking the door? Mom's still up there.
It's too late for your mother, buddy. I'm sorry.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
And we are back with Linda Pilsen. She's our treasurer and tax collector. And we're talking about some of the frequently asked questions by you about your property taxes and your tax statements. Now, those payments are due by November 15th. And I think one of the things is that it needs to be postmarked by November 15th. So it might actually show up a few days later, but as long as it's postmarked, we're okay.
Yes, if you're making your payment through the mail, it needs to be postmarked by the 15th of November. If you're doing the online payments, you want to make sure that you make that payment prior to November 15th. And the report that we receive from the online payments show the date that it was initiated. And as long as it was initiated on or before the 15th of November, it will be accepted for that due date.
Now, installments are okay, but you're not sending out reminders, is that right?
That's right. The installment dates are November 15th, February 15th, and May 15th. We do not send a reminder for the February 15th, but it will be on the radio and in the newspaper,
mm-hmm.
But we do send a trimester reminder for the May 15th.
What kind of measures do folks take if they know they're going to be out of town? Let's say they're out of town, this is for next year, but if you knew you were going to be out of town, I think one of those questions came in through the website and the webmaster. How would you find that information? Can you set up special arrangements?
We get a number of that a number of questions for that. And we do get the options we give to the taxpayer is either to give us a temporary address where they know they're going to be, mm-hmm. and just for that mailing alone, we could mail their tax statement there. They can always call us, and we can give them a verbal of that information. Or if they have someone they really trust, they could leave a blank check with them.
Yeah. Very trusting.
Very trusting.
Well, and then post-dating. I mean, is that post-dating checks?
You cannot really post-date a check.
It just doesn't happen.
No.
Okay.
We will not accept them.
Well, and one of the other questions, I suppose, Linda, is the fact that the Portland address and why, you know, these go to Portland. Can you talk about that?
That's our lockbox. And like I said, during November, our mail is very heavy. The counter is very busy. And so by using this method of collection, mm-hmm. it is processed that day. The dollar amount is immediately deposited into the bank and able to be distributed to the districts who are anxiously waiting for that distribution at the end of the fiscal year. They're looking for that first distribution.
So any thoughts maybe on in general questions people have, myths about the process that maybe we haven't covered that you can think of?
No,
doing okay?
I think we are. I would like to also, for your payment options, I didn't mention the banks, mm-hmm. the local banks that you can pay at. If you choose not to use the lockbox or the credit card,
yeah.
you can pay at West Coast Bank, Bank of America, Bank of the West, and those four banks will be your tax payments.
Okay, so Bank of the West, U.S. Bank, Umpqua.
Not U.S. Bank.
Oh, okay.
Not the local U.S. Bank, because they are our processing center. But West Coast, Bank of the West, Bank of America, and Umpqua.
Okay, great. So if you've been listening to us, we're talking to Linda Pilsen. She is your treasurer and tax collector. And your property tax statements are flying through the mail system today, and you should be receiving those probably by tomorrow. I don't think anybody would probably really get one today, would they?
I doubt it.
Highly doubt it. And so if you want to understand more about your payment options, the information is available on Lincoln County's website, and you'll see a button to the left that takes you to the tax treasurer. And there's the online payment options. There's a property tax statement explained. And one last thing about that, they come in different colors. And maybe we should just make a note that if you do receive yellow, what does that mean?
That means that either a mortgage company, or if you're on the senior deferral program, they have requested your tax statement for payment. And if you have a question about that, well, I don't have a mortgage company, then it's important that you contact that mortgage company and question them, because we are just the middle person.
Yes.
We receive the request from the mortgage company, and so we code it and send you a yellow statement. And so we just ask that you, you're certainly welcome to call us, and we can give you information and that we have and who requested it and that type of info, but you'll be dealing with the mortgage company.
So a reminder that our offices at Lincoln County are very accessible. The treasurer is there for you. Room 206.
Correct.
And the phone number is 541-265-4139. And, of course, a lot of great staff. You, of course, Linda, Judy, Denise, Jane, Carmen.
All very well educated and ready to serve the public.
Incredible people. Well, thanks for coming on the program, Linda.
Thank you, Casey.
I really appreciate it, and thank you for listening to us today. Remember, this is Lincoln County Connections, and every Thursday at 9 a.m.,